This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster in My Podcast.
And these are aquatic elves.
There's a monster in my podcast.
This illustration's fucked up. The proportions are weird.
Yeah.
What's up with your long man arms?
Boring. Yeah. What's up with your scaled bikini gusset, I guess?
Yeah, you're wearing a friend right on your clit front. Yep. Lady?
Yeah, it's my clit companion. Don't worry.
Yeah. It's just Shelly. Shelly, my clit companion. Saying clit a lot in a rapid fire session.
Yep.
No, we're, I know, man, no,
we're
I
the
started,
Busta Rhymes,
like,
of clit.
once you pop. Start saying it, it's really hard not to say it.
It's like a turkey thermometer.
It's one of the words I'm the least comfortable saying, but like I wanted to kind of demystify it.
Oh yeah.
You know? But it is something that I don't like saying in play company for some reason or another. Well, you know?
You wouldn't say it at the governor's house.
No, wouldn't I? You haven't met the Portland, Oregon governor. Yeah. It's just like, because it's ostensibly it's better to say that than like pussy, because it's like, it's a medical term.
Yeah.
You know?
Doctors say, okay, no, I just need you to put these up in the stirrup. I need to examine your clit.
I just need to tame that shit. Hold still.
Man, this clit's going wild. I went to school for 7 years.
Calm down, little guy. Whoa there. It's gonna have to sedate this girl. That's how, I mean, people, if you have to know how scorpion children are made, it's like you get a scorpion dad and you get just regular run-of-the-mill everyday average clits. That's the female of the species.
And these, oh no. So aquatic elves, has anybody ever worn a shell bra?
Oh yeah, sure.
Where does that come from? I don't understand that is such an omnipresent thing in exactly this kind of, like, so the reason the aquatic elf bores me is because it is exactly what you would expect it to be at every turn.
Yeah, it would, and so much of it is just kind of copy and pasted from the elf section,
right? Except underwater.
It's just like they're just underwater. Yeah, like, I mean, I guess we could have followed the trail of breadcrumbs that began with aquatic elf and ended with aquatic elf for learning that they are just elves underwater, but like, it is a real bummer.
Yeah.
I'm totally on board with that. Like, mm-hmm. The seashell bra thing, Lou Reed's did an episode about
the mermaid
episode. Yeah. Like, that's a thing. And I think it just happens to be like nature's coincidence that a clamshell just kind of can fit like really good on a tid, you know? So
yeah,
but yeah, it is weird when you start living with sea creatures and stuff and then start using them as your genital exclusive clothing.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of weird that if you think about it real hard, it's kind of weird that I wear a cow around my foot.
Yeah. Yeah, especially if you just like hung out with cows all the time.
Yeah.
I guess that there's something kind of beautiful.
Oh, I know, right?
About that. Yeah.
Well, it's symbiosis, you know. What happens when you know the parasite host relationship extends to a planetary scale?
Yeah. Gaia theory. So these guys, you know, they're just they're super antisocial. They avoid air breathers. They hate the Sagahin, because everybody hates the Sagahin.
Yes, the sea devils.
The sea devils.
And they will enlist the help of dolphins to help kind of sniff them out. They treat dolphins like horses, except the dolphins are far more magical and intuitive than horses could, I kind of, you know, ever
hope
to be.
We've been through dolphins on this.
Yeah.
I mean, horses get a lot of credit, but dolphins deserve it in the role of D&D. The coolest thing about this, though, so they have this relationship, this, like, you know, Capulets and Montague relationship with the Saguin. And then every once in a while, you get a Malenti. And these things, this is just like somebody writing a story hook.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Three paragraphs of just like a really cool story hook for you.
They're giving us like this wonderful little bit, because you could put all this tension in about like, well, okay, is this just a myth meant to like sow distrust in aquatic elf communities? Mm-hmm. Or is it actually something that is like, you know, just a real threat, like these skinwalkers that are technically enemy operatives working for the other side?
They aren't quite Sagwins. It's like, no, there's no sheep changing involved,
right?
Every once in a while, a Sagwin gives birth to a a Malenti that looks just like a sea elf, an aquatic elf.
Right.
And send them into as spies and stuff.
Yeah, but if the, but if they're raised by a Saguin, then they're going to be sympathetic to it, and so all of a sudden,
family value.
Right? Can you trust your eyes? You know, when you look at them. Exactly. And this isn't like the result of anything except just the presence of aquatic elves around them.
Well,
like,
I was thinking about that too, but I think that this is asking us to read between the lines on a couple different places.
Oh, you think like, that you one, think that somebody's sneaking out? Somebody's swimming out the window.
Oh, 100%. Like somebody is getting finger blasted down in Saguin way. But also I think that, you know, the elves don't think they exist. Maybe they don't. And this is just their way of rationalizing when they get a bad egg.
Mm.
Like you get somebody who's like kind of a shitty kid and you're just like, oh, you have to be one of these things that is almost exactly identical to us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but we have to other in this way.
You're a problem child. You're a Damien.
Yeah. So instead of being, you know, an actual like birth of my loins, you've been cuckooed into me or, you know, cuckolded into me or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just kind of like, it's like, wow, this is like a kind of flavor that the rest of this entry didn't hint at all.
No. And just like this antagonistic relationship with some kind of weird mystical biology that goes into it is exactly what we hook onto.
Yeah. That's good. It's good shit. And then I was thinking about it in terms of like class where like, the Malenti don't live as long, but maybe they're not living as long because they're not getting the same access to like social services and like elven magic and stuff.
Right.
Of course they don't live as long. Like they're, you know, they have to go live with a bunch of Saguins, you know, or just on like outskirts. They have their own like villages and stuff, but they just don't have access to like,
mm-hmm.
you know, the Sea Mother's pearls of fucking bounty or whatever.
Right. Right. The, you know? the pearls of long life.
Yeah, exactly. Like that the oysters like vomit into your butt to make you live an elf's life.
You know, they just don't have the advanced kelp cultivation techniques that, you know, get them the modern day diet, you know.
Exactly. So you get your adventurer, your group of adventurers who are like all worship you know, some good aligned god who's going to this Malenti village to kind of like, you know, get them like not running water.
running air. Come on.
Yeah, running air. And then trying to kind of like, you know, it's a big nature versus nurture thing. It's super cool. It's this weird, like, hidden thing that if you weren't doing the insane task of like reading this book cover to cover, you would never notice.
But on the other side of this, from the Saguin communities,
you're always taking the Saguin side, Cole.
Well, no, I just want to take this and I want to turn it. Okay. Whenever a sea elf and whenever a Malenti and a Saguin mate, a Malenti is always born. And so they allude to the fact that these entire communities are kind of, wiped out as, you know, Malenti kind of take hold. And eventually you just have these things that look like aquatic elf communities, but are actually, you know, biologically Saguin. Like it's like genetic gentrification almost.
Yeah. And that's an awesome story hook too, because you're like, you know, somebody on the shore is like, oh, there's, you know, you're looking for how to find the Kraken, are you? We'll go down into the, go down there. There's a friendly community of sea elves down there that'll help you out. And then you swim, you know, you eat
thank the, you, friendly the, South Park characters.
Yeah. you eat the weed that lets you breathe underwater, and you swim down and you see the sea elf community and everything seems nice on the surface, but they're all secretly fucking Saguin as shit.
Yeah, it's a shadow under Innsmouth. Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.